Peace, peace. What's good? What's good? How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for asking. I'm feeling really good.
Oh, that's funny. I know you were asking me how I'm feeling, so I don't want to be rude. You know, I'm feeling good. Thanks. I'm chilling though. I'm definitely chilling. I am feeling like spreading the energy of this poem and pretty much taking the energy from there, just like I did yesterday on episode 2. I sometimes feel like, for example, this poem is what I'm being, the only thing I know I'm being guided to do. To share on this video. Yet I know and I trust that after this video, this poem is shared, it's all just gonna flow. It's all just gonna come through. Whatever is meant to come through is gonna come through. So I feel like that's actually a message within that message, 0123. I feel like it's about 0123, taking a step, one step at a time, not jumping from the 0 to the 3, not jumping from the 0 to the 2. 0123. I don't need to know everything that I'm gonna be sharing in this video. I just need to know where I'm gonna begin. Start at the 0, and the 1 is gonna come, the 2 is gonna come, the 3 is gonna come. And it's also a matter of me or us getting out of our minds and stop trying to figure every single next move out and just stay at peace with the knowing that as long as you're making one step, the next step is gonna present itself when you're ready to take that next step. After I'm done with this poem, I'll feel the energy already. It's like when I'm picturing right now being on a bike, and when you start that first little push down from the pedal, after a few of those, you got the rhythm going. You got it. You can even stop a little bit without having a pedal and you'll still continue going. And when it's meant for you, when you're already losing a little bit of momentum and a little bit of rhythm, you just pedal a little bit more and you'll continue moving. It's kind of like the same thing. You just gotta just start pushing the pedal, and before you know it, you're gonna build some momentum. The momentum's already gonna be built there for you to just kick back and just look around, enjoy the ride and enjoy the cruise and just, yeah. So. The poem that I am being guided to share is called Rinse and Repeat. I am grateful for the sun. I am grateful for my breath. I am grateful for the night and the comfort in my rest. I am grateful for the tribe I have aligned with, that I feel a part of my soul. I am grateful for the humbling of life, showing me of all the things I still do not know. I am grateful for my mind and thoughts that attract a peaceful flow. I am grateful for the love I receive from beautiful manifestations. I am grateful for the growth I choose to receive from every and all lessons. I am grateful for being alive and the pumping in my chest. I am grateful for everything that works out for me, that is always for my best. I send love to those I have experienced that were only a part of my life for growth. I send love to those that taught me to love on myself a whole lot more. I send love and leave them with peace. Those who surrounded me at some point of my life, but then left for the greater good of my ease. I rinse and repeat all my gratitude and love that I am and receive. For all the highest good that comes to me as I believe, I am whole and complete. I feel such beautiful energy from this. I just reading it and just feeling it, just really. The energy of gratitude, the energy of being grateful, the energy of appreciation for the simplest things. I mean, I'm really not saying anything so extraordinary. But it's like, I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for my breath. I'm grateful for the people that I've been aligned with that I know are a part of my soul tribe. I'm grateful for all the lessons. I'm grateful for every little tiny thing that I can think of. It's like, it doesn't, sometimes we make, a lot of times actually, we make life so difficult. We make life so difficult. We think that it's this really difficult thing to figure out, and it's much harder. It's like if we think things need to be hard. Like if things are meant to be tough. Like if bad experiences are meant to be continuously happening in our lives. It's kind of like that one saying that people say, like, I don't say it because I don't believe it, but this is where my communication comes in. It's very frequently popped up in my life with me hearing other people and experiencing other people, and people that prove this belief that they have within themselves to be true, where it's like, oh, it's too good to be true. Or there's like another one kind of like similar to that that says something basically where it's like something good's happening and it's like, oh, something bad has to happen because good things don't just happen without them being attached to something bad. And it's like, why would anybody want to believe that, first of all? And I feel like me observing people who have believed this even before, I was more conscious of thoughts and conscious of beliefs and different energy that we ourselves are putting out and manifesting into our own lives. Through observing all that, I've realized how much the ones who truly believe that, it's so true. They're always constantly having things happening in their lives. It really is one thing after another, but not in a good way for me, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I feel like everything should be good. And when something's not per se good, and maybe someone else's perception or the way that they might perceive it, for me, it's like, nah, this happened because something's still going on I'm not aware of yet. But it's happening for a reason. It's happening for my greater good. Maybe it seems like it's a bad thing, but no, it's actually a good thing right now. And it's funny too, because it's actually reminding me of this belief and how I was thinking about it earlier today, because I'm in the midst of moving to my place where I'm moving to in Mexico. I'm already in Mexico. I was kind of breaking it down a little bit yesterday. I'm already in Mexico, or in episode 2. However, I'm not where I'm living in Mexico. I'm currently just sharing some time with my dad before I leave. And so I was researching different things to get a car rental as soon as I get there for just a few days while I situate myself. And it's like the car thing, I'm not gonna go into exact detail, but it's like I'm getting little bumps on the road with renting a vehicle where I like for me to pick it up at the airport when I get there. And I keep getting misinformation and different things, and it's like there's no clarity with what's going on for me to be able to lock that deal and lock a car rental in. And I'm getting a bunch of hurdles or little things that are kind of maybe, I don't know how to say it because I perceive things so much differently. But to someone, they would think that it's something that is not gonna work out, or it's something that is, it's difficult, or there's just different hurdles for me to get through with this. But me going through this and experiencing it earlier, I was still continuously reminding myself for some reason this is happening. It's not meant for me to maybe rent from this car rental company, but there's gonna be something that comes up. And I'm like, I've also been thinking, well, if it's not for some reason, I've already rented a car when I was out there and it was so simple and so easy. It wasn't smooth, but it was simple. And I'm doing the exact same thing now, and now I'm getting different information. I'm getting different things that I was not expecting because I didn't go through this before when I rented a car already in the same location before. And so my higher self now, which is now how I just naturally think effortlessly, because I've been working on reprogramming my subconscious mind, where I'm telling myself that if I happen to not rent a car, it's because there's going to be something better that's meant for me. It's because there's a better option. It's because there's a better scenario for me as opposed to renting a car. Or maybe I'll be able to rent a car from someone else through one of my friends. Or I'm just literally thinking and putting it out there, whatever is meant to happen, it's going to happen. There's no reason for me to stress over it. There's no reason for me to worry about it. There's no reason for me to continue and be so adamant about a specific thing. It's like that was happening earlier. I was making different phone calls and trying to get the situation straight and every single little detail and fine print that there is. And then I was thinking, because my dad gets home at a certain time, and I was thinking a part of me was thinking to continue calling and continue trying. But a bigger part of me, my higher self, was just like, you know what, just let it go, just let it rest. There was this one department that wasn't answering, and so I just decided to just release it for right now. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow the sun's gonna come out again, and maybe I'll talk to another person. Maybe there's gonna be another different thing that comes up that didn't come out today, and it'll all work out. Or if it doesn't, I still have it in the back of my mind that if it doesn't work out with any car rental company, then it's because there's something stopping me, knowing that there's a better opportunity on its way for me. And that's literally how I think about everything. I literally think about that in every single way, in every single situation. Do I have my moments where the human self wants to kick in and be like, oh, maybe it's not going to work out, or maybe, I don't know, those energies of worry, those energies of frustration or stress or whatever it is. But to be honest, I really don't even struggle with that no more. It could be a little far off when I do get that feeling, For the most part, though, I really notice that when it's just me and I just got to worry about me and my own stuff and my own things, and I'm not carrying somebody else's weight with me, or not to say it in that way, I guess that kind of sounds a little negative. But what I'm trying to say is I've noticed that when I'm just self-caring about myself and just not having someone else's worry or a worry of having someone else with me, or I guess more so, I'm kind of getting down to the root of it in this very moment. I think what it is for me is, and I'm saying this for a reason, I think what it is that I'm noticing, why I feel more pressure, why I feel sometimes a little bit more stressed or a little bit more, sometimes I'll get a little bit more frustrated when I'm with someone else as opposed to when I'm just by myself. I think it's because it's something within me of a fear of knowing that they don't believe the way that I do. They don't go through life the way that I do. Where I'm just constantly, I just let things go and I let things flow, and they all literally boom, 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 they align for me. And not everybody lives that way. And I feel like maybe I'm just coming to the realization right now. I think maybe that's why when I'm on my own, it's like, it's all gonna be fine. Like, I'm not worrying about nothing. I already know that everything's gonna align. It's all gonna work out. I'm not gonna have the pressure of having somebody else with me and having their thoughts come into my mind, or their maybe impatience would then turns to me becoming impatient or anything like that. And the fact that it's just me going out with my little Shelby, my little dog, and my cats, but they're gonna get there at a later date, at 2 days later. It's just us. It's just me and them. So obviously they can't talk, and they're not gonna be in my ears saying like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh my gosh, is this gonna happen? Is this gonna work out? Are we gonna be able to do this? Are we gonna be able to do that? It's easy for me to just remain within my own self, remain within my own positivity, remain within my own alignments and my own faith and my own trust, and knowing this, that everything literally always works out in my life. Literally everything, even when I didn't think it was working out for me in my life. Why is it not now? With a little car. Like, I didn't even struggle when I visited, and I didn't even know anything of what I was doing when I first visited that place in Mexico. And I figured everything out top to bottom. I figured it out top to bottom. Why am I not now even being experienced, knowing where I'm going, knowing how things move, knowing how things work, having friends out there? I even have a friend out there that I made last time that literally has his own scooter business rental, like, and I was renting his scooter when I was there. It's like everything is, there's always a way for everything. There's always a solution to everything. Sometimes we just have to be patient to allow the solution to come. Sometimes it takes us just taking a step back. Like today, I wasn't gonna keep calling and calling and calling. Let me call when I have more of a clear mind. I already have information that they already gave me. Let me sit with that. And let me let tomorrow be the new day that it is. It's not like I need it tomorrow either way. I still have time. I'm literally planning for when I arrive, which is still 2 weeks from now. So maybe sometimes you don't have time to wait. I'm feeling that right now. I don't know if you just thought that, like, well, sometimes you can't wait. Yeah. That is true. Sometimes you can't wait. But for the most part, you can. For the most part, we can be patient. And sometimes we think that, oh, I can't wait because of this, but actually it was meant for it to be delayed. Sometimes the delay is meant. Sometimes we think that it's meant to happen on a specific date or at a specific time, or within a specific deadline that maybe we placed on ourselves, or maybe somebody else placed on ourselves. And a lot of times I feel like too, it can be coming from a lot of ego. I know that when I've placed deadlines on my own self, it was because my ego wanted to accomplish it within this time frame. But when we just remove things and we just, when you know that you've tried and you've put effort into things and you've called, I don't know what the specifics are, and I mean, you'll know for your own self, but for example, like, if you've called every number that you think you can call that's available to probably have helped your situation, if you spoke to whoever you talked to, if you asked all the questions that you thought you can ask, if you did everything that you think you could have done possible, if you try to think of every option available and still there is nothing there, it's because that goes back to the belief where it's like, when something's not working out, it's because there's something better that's trying to fit itself into that puzzle piece for you. And you're just stuck here trying to force this other puzzle piece, but it doesn't even fit. It's not the same size. You gotta wait to let yourself, give yourself some patience and some time to scramble through the other pieces and realize, oh, this is the piece that fits. There we go, that was easy. We make life so difficult. We make it so difficult. And I'm kind of wanting to reflect back to this poem of feeling my video cut off, but we're good. When my small mind wants to try to peek its way back into my conscious mind and try to place worry or try to place fear or try to place any of those energies that are just not of our highest good, anytime my small mind tries to do that and play tricks on me and disconnect me from my alignment with my higher self, of the knowingness and the faith and the trust, it helps me to go back into a place of gratitude, to remind myself and be appreciative of all those moments that I thought things weren't working out for me and they actually were. To feel grateful for where I am and what I have, and to still be present in this moment to even experience whatever I'm experiencing. Whatever it is that I can find to be grateful for, to be appreciative for. And again, we don't have to make things so difficult. We don't have to think of this whole huge, amazing thing to be grateful for. It's literally just the smallest thing. I'm every single moment just looking around here, knowing that I won't ever have this opportunity again to come and share time like this with my dad, because I'm gonna be living a whole other life very, very, very soon. And yeah, I'll come visit, but it's gonna be in different terms and different energy and a different, everything's, I'll never get this moment right here, right now again. And it goes back to episode 2 and what I was talking about how precious this present moment is. And it helps me to feel grateful for this moment right now. Feel grateful for the process of me trying to figure out my move, me trying to put every puzzle piece together, because this is the human experience that I've signed up for. This is me living present, being present, feeling present, and being grateful and appreciative is a really big part of that. It's a really big piece to even creating and attracting what we really want in this life. I know that in my past, when I can reflect on things before they started to get really good for me like they have now, and when I was still struggling with my subconscious mind and getting out of my head and more into my heart space, I can now reflect on everything that I was thinking of and feeling and the beliefs and the thoughts that I would allow to consume me, and the worries and the fears and the frustration and not taking a moment to breathe and just be grateful. Just be grateful. Just be grateful for what I have. Be grateful for everything that I'm experiencing, even if it's a difficult experience. Be grateful because, for one, I still have breath. And it seems, it's weird because I feel like this cliche energy that wants to come through for me to even just say, to just be grateful, even if your whole life is falling apart or seems to be falling apart, to be grateful for having breath in that moment, because somebody else in that exact same moment, even right here, right now, people are no longer breathing. They're not, they just took their last breath. And I know that so many times people might even want to be in your situation. As bad as you might perceive it, somebody else might perceive it to be like, well, you know what, as long as I'm alive, I would still be breathing. I would still be able to have an opportunity to live my life differently, to do things differently in my life, to say things to someone differently, to treat somebody differently, to just be present, to have this present. And I feel like that kind of also shows how backwards we have really been taught, where we think that our breath is something as like, oh, it's so cliche, like, oh yeah, it's be grateful for your breath. No, but seriously, to just have this breath is something that is, I can't go and tell somebody like, hey, I'll trade you. You give me that and I'll give you my breath. Like, maybe I shouldn't be laughing, but we can't do that. We can't go to somebody, like, if we were all carrying like this, basically like a battery of our life, right? To think of it in a battery sense, kind of like our phones, right? Oh, you can't see me. Kind of like our phones, where we have this battery, and this battery is holding our lifespan in it. And if we were actually, I'm kind of thinking like a movie right now, where everybody that's walking that you can see their battery of their life, how much they have left. And let's say you've come across somebody who you see they're at like yellow, about to turn red, where their life, the battery of their life, the breath of the battery of their life is about to, it's about to just go red. I don't like to say die, but it's about to lose battery. It's about to lose its life in this human experience. Like, if we could see that, it's not like we can go and we can tell that person like, hey, I see you only have a little bit of life left. I only care for this, and I see you have that, so whatever this is. I'm just speaking metaphorically. I really care for this. I've been working at getting this my entire life, and this is really all I want. This is really all I care for. I'll trade you my battery life, my, or even if it's a percentage, you know, I'll trade you this percentage of my life, of my breath, for this. We can't do that. We can't. Do that. We can't. It's like when our time is up, and we can't take anything back. We can't take anything with us. Nothing. And yet, to say that our breath is something that's so precious, for it to seem or sound so cliche to some people, or to most, it's so ironic because it's so true of how valuable, how precious our breath is. And just feeling grateful, just placing ourselves in that frequency of gratitude, that frequency of appreciation for not only just me having my breath, but I even think about my parents having their breath, my family members having their breath, my soul tribe having their breath and seeing them breathing and talking to them and knowing that their spirit, their body is in their spirit and they're here in this human experience. A lot of times I look at people and they don't even realize that that's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking about how grateful I am for them to be breathing and talking to me and experiencing them. It's beautiful. Like, it's so beautiful. It makes me emotional. It makes me emotional. And it's really helped me so much to constantly be in this state of gratitude, in this state of appreciation, in the smallest of ways, the smallest of ways. And I know that me training my gratitude muscle has been a really big part of me helping me shift my reality right now, of helping me attract everything that I've been attracting into my life, of everything aligning for me as it has. Of course, there's so many more things that are connected to it because everything is connected. It's not just me being in gratitude. It's not just me, you know, eating good. It's not just me thinking good. It's a mixture of a whole bunch of things. It's a mixture of all of it. But there's these little things that we can do to help us, to help improve our lives, to help improve our emotional state of being. I feel like feeling good is it's like we should all strive to just feel good. We should all strive to just feel good. And because even with just feeling good attracts more things for us to feel good about. Practicing just feeling good and being in a state of gratitude and appreciation and feeling good kind of goes hand in hand, because when I'm thinking of things that I'm grateful for, it makes me feel good. It puts me in a good feeling state. And the more that I feel good, the more that things really do happen for me and they align for me and they come to me. And I've noticed that those times that I've let myself not feel good, more things come to me to not feel good about. For real. 11-11. I'm not even kidding. It's like you start a beginning wheel of whatever it is you're feeling. Whatever it is you're feeling, that's what you're contracting. How you feel, thoughts become things. Feelings also attract things. Feelings manifest into physical matter. You continue feeling a certain way, you're going to continue attracting the same experiences that are on that feeling frequency. It's true. And if you don't believe it, feel it and experience it yourself. I think the most beautiful thing, and I mean literally, it kind of even just shows, like, experience is our biggest thing. You don't have to believe anything that I tell you in any of these episodes that I'm going to make. Experience it, and then you can know for yourself. I know that I've been so skeptical. I know the word, I don't know why I can't say it. Skeptical. I've been so skeptical in different ways also, where it's like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to believe it. I don't believe you. I don't know. I've been that person before. And sometimes I still am. Actually, a lot of times I actually still am. More so now, it's more of my discernment that kicks in. It's like, okay, yeah, I see right there, you Betty. You ain't tricking me. But back then, I was also just very skeptical, I think, more so sometimes out of ignorance. And, oh man, so when I was skeptical, a lot of times, or sometimes, I would end up experiencing it. And then that experience alone, you don't have to give me no statistics, you don't have to give me no research, you don't have to give me no facts or no information. If I experience something, that's my proof. That's proof. That's there's nothing else that can tell me any different. And I feel like that's kind of taking me to where at this point in my life, nobody can tell me, Cindy, this isn't this, this isn't that, of things that I've experienced my own self in my life. Because you can't tell me something is not true or not real or not this and that when I'm experiencing it. Like, now, back then you could have told me something and I'd be like, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe, you know, whatever it is. But now that I have my own experiences that have proven everything that I've been learning and relearning and studying and doing and implementing and believing and, well, it's a mixture of things. Now that I have that experience, nobody can tell me it's not true. Nobody can tell me this isn't what it is. Nobody can tell me whatever it is, because guess what? I've experienced it for myself. I know for my own self. I know for my own self, you know? And that kind of is taking me to another thought that's, you know how they say, see it and then, or believe, see it and then you'll see it and then I'll, okay, yeah, yeah. When people say, once I see it, I'll believe it. For a long time, that just did not make sense to me. And then I heard it in some audiobook or some podcast lecture that I was listening to. I don't remember from who or what, but maybe it was Abraham Hicks. It probably was. And she brought that up and she was like, believe it and then you'll see it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense to me. And I started to believe things before I saw them. Believe it. And then, and I started to really try to, what do you call it? Like, really, to just really fill myself with that belief. That one, believe it first and then I'll see it. Start to believe it first and then it'll start to show up for me in my physical experience. 555, those changes will start to occur as I believe it to be so. And I started to switch my beliefs and start training myself and relearning and unprogramming different belief systems that I had that were not aligning with this belief, believe it and then see it. And the more I started to do that and the more that I really solidified it within my subconscious mind, believe it and then see it, believe it first and then you'll see it. It started to prove itself to be true in my existence. And I noticed once I actually imprinted that into my subconscious mind, because I started to see it. Everything that I was believing, I was starting to physically see it. And that's pretty much what's going on right now in my life too. I believe things so deeply that everything is always working out for me and things will align for me as they're meant to align for me. And what's not is because it's not meant for me. And people who are in my physical experience is because they're meant to be in my physical experience. And those that are that get removed is because they're not. I just believe that literally, it's like I'm walking in a bubble. I'm in this protection bubble where everything that's coming to me is because it's meant to be inside my bubble. And things that are getting pushed out of the bubble is because you're just not, it's not meant. We're not vibrating at the same frequency. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful when you start to believe, when you really truly believe and you really start to see. It all starts to show up in your physical experience. I feel like it kind of just like makes it shows how simple life really is. It's just a matter of us tweaking different things. It's just a matter of us healing different aspects of ourselves. It's a matter of us releasing different thoughts that aren't serving us. We're releasing different people that aren't serving us, releasing different energies that are just no longer vibrating with what we're trying to vibrate or manifest. Removing those little sayings too, like, oh, once I see it, I'll believe it. Well, believe it first and then you'll see it. That's why you're not seeing it, because you don't believe in it. And I mean, yeah, sometimes it really does happen the opposite, where it's like, it really proves to these people, like, wait, this really does exist. I didn't believe that it could, and they see it. And then that just makes them believe it. But I think it's so much more beautiful to believe in things, and then you see it. You see it physically manifest. So I think I'm rambling a little bit now. I'm gonna cut it here. There's gonna be so many more that are gonna come, so I'm not even gonna be trying to force everything out into just a few videos, because there's a lot to express, there's a lot to say, there's a lot of different ways to put things together into words, and there's a lot of different ways to perceive things. So I got my little girl wanting attention, so I gotta give my kids attention. Here's my little girl, ready? You're gonna meet her. I like to keep her private. I don't like people in my kids' businesses. It's my businesses. But for the sake of her calling for attention right now and reaching her arms up for me to grab her, I'm gonna present my little girl. So, let me grab her. She's heavy. She's heavy. Why are you so heavy, girl? Here, Shelby. Say hi. Say peace, Shelby. Say peace, girl. Say peace. I wanted to make it seem like I had a human child. But I don't. She's a little spiritual being stuck in a dog body. Oh, my Shelby. Oh, mama. You see how her and Kikito are the same? Look, in case you saw episode 2. Damn! His hair is wild right now. Look at these two. Oh my gosh. Where's your Kikito? Oh, okay, he's tired. All right. Look at them. Look at these two. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. They're so cute, huh? Okay. Well, they're calling my attention, so I'm gonna disconnect. But until next time, thanks for sharing this moment in space. Hey. This moment in time, this present moment of yours, thanks for sharing it with me. That's beautiful. The fact that we're talking about so much significance in our breath and our time and our present moments, and for you to choose to share your present moment with me. Oh man, that's just so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I know that whoever it is that gets aligned with this is aligned with me in some way, and we're somehow connected to where we're meant to connect. You were meant to find this video. You were meant to find me on here. And everything is always, there's no coincidence for anything. Everything is always working out and happening as it's meant to. So if you found me along your scroll page or your feed or whatever it is, it's because there's a higher source guiding all of this. There's definitely is. And trust me, especially the way that I believe, like, there's no coincidence for whoever it is that gets connected and aligned with my channel and my energy. I send you so much love. I send you so much peace. And there's so much more to be coming in my channel. In my television, the vision's gonna be grand. Giko might not be. He's only gonna be appearing a few more times, so make sure you catch him while you can, because he's staying here in Casas Grandes. Oh, he looks so sad. He looks so sad. It's okay. It's okay, girl. It's okay. You'll go visit. Yeah. Okay. All right. Much love. Much peace. I'm gonna put these guys down. See you till next time on our podcast, The Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence. See ya! Peace.